poll, nearly half of voters say Biden, MLB should apologize to Georgia for attacking election integrity law. By Hannah Blow on June 13, 2022. Nearly a majority of voters believe President Biden and Major League Baseball, MLB, should apologize to Georgia for targeting the state over its election integrity legislation, which actually increased voter turnout, a Rasmussen Report survey released Monday found. According to Rasmussen Report survey, 56% disagree with President Biden referring to the legislation as Jim Crow 2.0, and a plurality, 48%, said Biden should apologize to Georgia, a sentiment held by most Republicans, 75%, and a plurality of independents, 47%. Notably, a plurality of black voters, 38%, also believe Biden should apologize to Georgia. Across the board, 47% believe the MLB should apologize to Georgia. Similarly, 69% of Republicans and 48% of independents also share that view. The survey also pointed out that turnout for the state's primary election this year increased and asked, "Does increased turnout prove that President Biden was wrong about the new Georgia election law?" A plurality, 46%, said yes, compared to 30% who said no and 23% who remain unsure. Once again, most Republicans, 66%, said yes, proving Biden was wrong, compared to 41% of independents and 32% of Democrats who said the same. The survey was taken June 8 to 9, 2022, among 1,000 likely U.S. voters and has a +3% margin of error. Last year, the MLB pulled its All-Star Game and draft from the Peach State over its then-new election integrity legislation, which actually expanded voting opportunities across the state, despite the far-left's narrative claiming otherwise. Over the last week, we have engaged in thoughtful conversations with clubs, former and current players, the Players Association, and the Players Alliance, among others, to listen to their views. I have decided that the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport is by relocating this year's All-Star Game and MLB Draft, Commissioner of Baseball Robert D. Manfred Jr. said at the time, touting the false narrative by adding that the MLB opposes restrictions to the ballot box. The legislation, however, did no such thing. At the time, Heritage Action provided a response to the left's falsehoods. Even Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, deemed the legislation the one of the greatest threats we have to modern democracy in America, explaining that the bill actually preserves or expands ballot access in several important ways by increasing the mandatory days for early weekend voting and requiring large precincts with extended wait times to add voting machines and personnel to expedite the process. Compared to 2020, 134 of 159 counties will offer more early voting hours in future elections under the new law. It codifies election drop boxes, which did not exist prior to 2020. Voters can continue to vote absentee with no excuse, unlike states like Delaware, New York, and Connecticut, which require an excuse to vote absentee, Heritage Action explained, also providing further explanation to the voter ID requirement which a majority of voters support. The voter ID requirement replaces the state's controversial signature match program that led to the disqualification of thousands of votes in 2020, Heritage Action explained. And indeed, Georgia saw a record number of early voter turnout this year. According to data from the Georgia Secretary of State's office, triple the amount of black voters have cast their early votes this year in comparison to the primaries in 2018, Yahoo reported.